Hi, this is Tom Senior. I'm actually at Minsthorpe Community College. I'm with Ray Henshaw, head teacher here. Is it okay to call you head Ray?
No, principal.
Sorry, principal teacher, okay. We've come to actually deliver a session on the Progression Plus module. We've just completed that, but I've managed to grab some of Ray's precious time, and I just wanted to ask him a few questions about the relationship between the college and Go Higher West Yorkshire, and also about his education pathway and where it's got him today. So, hello, Ray.
Hiya.
Hi. So, yeah, could you just touch on the relationship between Minsthorpe Community College and Go Higher West Yorkshire?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a fantastic opportunity for the college, but most importantly for the students, in that they've been able to access a whole lot of extra opportunities, extra courses. We've been able to put in a lot more careers advice and guidance that we wouldn't have been able to done using our sort of normal procedures. So it really has sort of opened up doors, opportunities in lots and lots of different ways, with kids getting much more informed information, enabling them to make some of the most important choices in their lives.
Okay, so in particular, can you mention any of the separate projects or bespoke projects that the students have engaged in with Go Higher West Yorkshire activities? One that does particularly come to mind is the Access All Areas event. So I don't know if you'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, the Access All Areas was fantastic, and we had one of our sort of bands up there, the Soul Band, which went really, really well. And again, I think what that is doing is it's giving students up-to-date, accurate local market information on what sort of jobs are available in sort of not just the West Yorkshire but the Leeds City region. And I think a lot of our young people are just unaware of the huge amount of jobs there are, say, for example, in the creative industries and the music industry. So those kind of things are sort of, again, giving them information that they may not normally have got, and that's been a fantastic one. The Progression Module Plus has been a resounding success for the college. The student numbers have grown each year. We started with a small group of 12. Last year we had that had grown to 16, and now we're probably sort of got a group of about 28 that we've met today for the first time. And again, giving them opportunities to look at university entrance to certain jobs, and then comparing them with going to those jobs straight from school with A-levels to see whether that will enable them to sort of make a better choice as to what is the right route for them. So all of these, where we've done Manglish residentials, where we've had students go away for a weekend at a really nice hotel. They've been doing sort of intense maths and English tuition. We've had My Tutor, which has enabled graduates to tutor students in maths. There's been a massive amount of stuff that we could never have afforded to do without the Go Higher West Yorkshire project.
Okay, so we've just been speaking to the students a few minutes ago, and they're obviously trying to work out how they're going to get from where they are currently at Minsthorpe onto their career progression, whether it happens to be university, whether it happens to be apprenticeships, whether it happens to be straight into employment. What I've done during this series so far is talk to various professionals about how they got from where they were to where they are, from here to there. I'd really like you to share some of your thoughts, some of your experiences about how you got from being a younger Ray to actually being the principal of Minsthorpe Community College.
My word, that's a long story. I was the first in my family to go to university. I went what was originally to a secondary modern school in the old tripartite system, which fortunately went comprehensive midway through, I think in the third year of that. And for the first time ever, I was actually exposed to qualifications and to courses that meant something. Whereas before that, we were just kept busy, you know, ready for a job in the dockyard in Portsmouth, which was where I was destined for. I was able to get a good clutch of what were then O-levels, and then went on and did A-levels. I'd always wanted to work with kids. I'd worked on play schemes as a volunteer, and so teaching was a natural extension for me. So I got some decent A-levels, and I can't remember why now, but I chose Leicester University. I think it's because it was a combined honours degree. that enabled me to do a mixture of various different English and history courses, and I couldn't choose between the two of them because I liked them both at A level. Did well, graduated and did a postgraduate certificate of education also at Leicester University. And I think it was quite unique at the time. One of my tutors actually was approaching schools on my behalf, saying that this is a guy that you need to employ. So I think he'd recognised that sort of teaching was kind of my vocation. And so from then, I sort of went from main scale teaching to various positions of authority within the schools, leading departments, leading teams, and then gradually working my way up to becoming a deputy head. I also did a couple of years secondment with the Specialist Schools and Academies Trust, where I was National Coordinator for Applied Learning. And out of all that, that gave me the springboard to finally apply for my first ever headship, which was Minthorpe Community College, which was a job, fortunately, which I got. And I've now been here for 6 years, loving it.
Okay, Ray, it's been brilliant talking to you. I'm going to wrap up for this episode. Thanks again for having us.
My pleasure. Thanks ever so much.